Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us today. I hope you find this article interesting today. Our lesson is called The History of Women's Trousers. Well, we do talk about many things here at Studio Classroom, and now we will be talking about the history of women's trousers, or pants. Well, this just makes me wonder if you are a woman. If you're a woman, do you wear pants more often or skirts or something else? Carolyn, do you prefer pants over skirts, or what do you think?
Well, most of the time I do wear pants. I don't know if you've noticed, Gabe,
yeah.
But when I come to work, I usually have on a pair of pants. But there are times, like when I go to church, that I prefer to wear a skirt or a dress because I want to look especially nice.
All right, so I guess it depends on the occasion. Well, how do you feel about this? And maybe you could talk about this a little bit or think about it as we get started with our lesson today. The History of Women's Trousers. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
The History of Women's Trousers. Women and pants have had an interesting history. On May 28, 1923, the top lawyer in the U.S. said women could wear slacks. Up until that time, it was not acceptable for American women to wear pants. Even with this change, however, people still considered women in trousers a shocking idea. Today, though, times have changed, and pants are a staple in most women's closets. What are some factors that made this item of clothing acceptable?
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Did you know that women were only legally allowed to wear pants starting in 1923 in the United States? No? Don't worry. In this month's fashion article, we'll be learning this and much more interesting information about women and pants. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Acceptable. Acceptable is an adjective. Would it be acceptable for me to wear pants to the interview? Factor. Factor is a noun. The boss considered many factors before deciding to close the factory. Reform. Reform is a noun. The prison system is in great need of reform. Criticize. Criticize is a verb. Some people in the office criticized Alicia's plans, but the boss liked it. Your more information words are slacks. Slacks is a noun. Staple. Staple is a noun. Let's dive in and find out more.
That is a very interesting question. Well, let's go back to the very beginning here. Women and pants have had an interesting history, and we're learning a little bit about this. So what's our first sentence here, Carolyn?
Well, we see on May 28th, 1923, the top lawyer in the U.S. said women could wear slacks.
All right. Women could now wear slacks. Of course, nowadays you see lots of women wearing pants, slacks, or trousers. But in 1923, this was something new. All right, well, what does that word slacks mean, Carolyn?
Well, slacks are just another word for pants, and usually when I think of slacks, they're a very relaxed kind of pant, very comfortable, and usually look very nice.
All right, so these are three different words so far that we can use to talk about something you wear over your legs. Trousers, pants, and slacks. While we continue, up until that time, it was not acceptable for American women to wear pants. So up until 1923, it wasn't acceptable. Well, what does that word mean? It's from our word bank. Carolyn, can you tell us about that word?
Well, if something is acceptable, then it is okay. Mm-hmm. Lots of people agree that this is something that you should or can do. But we see that it was not acceptable for women to wear pants or trousers until 1923. So most people didn't agree with this idea. What other ways can you use this word acceptable, Gabe?
Well, I remember hearing this phrase from my teacher when I was in school. Gabe, I don't like the way you're talking to me. Your tone of voice is not acceptable. My teacher didn't like the way that I was speaking. She also sometimes said it's unacceptable to do something. When you add the word UN, that means not acceptable. Unacceptable.
Well, it is now acceptable for women to wear pants, but we see that even with this change, however, people still considered women in trousers a shocking idea.
All right. So even though there is this change, even though the top lawyer said it's okay, people still thought it was a shocking idea. It was surprising. People didn't expect it, really. Let's learn a little bit more about this sentence with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we read, even with the new law, however, people still considered women in trousers a shocking idea. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern. Sometimes people just won't change their minds about something. No matter what the situation may be, some people still hold on to their opinions. If you ever want to talk about such people and their unchanging views about something, then consider using this sentence pattern. Even with a certain situation, however, people still consider something one, a something two. For example, even with his experience, however, people still considered the politician an unlikely candidate for the next election. Or, even with all that Cinderella has done for her family, her stepmother still considers her a lazy worker. Be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. Well, in that last sentence, we read that people still considered women in trousers a shocking idea. Now, a shocking idea is something that's very surprising. How else could you use this, Gabe?
Oh, a shocking idea. Well, women in trousers is not the first thing in history and not the last to shock society. Some things are considered shocking today. Some people want to have rights and they fight for these rights. And maybe they get their rights, but it's a shocking idea to society.
That's right. So there are many things that are shocking. And here in the early 1900s, it was very shocking that women would be able to wear pants instead of a skirt or a long dress. But continuing in the article, today, though, times have changed and pants are a staple in most women's closets.
Interesting. I thought a staple was what you use to put some pieces of paper together, Carolyn. Well, what's this word here?
Well, this is a special word, this word staple, and it just means something that is very basic and common, and you probably have this as part of your life. So a staple in your closet is something that you wear pretty much every day, but you can have staples in other areas of your life as well.
That's right. Usually I think of food when I think of the word staple. So what is a staple in your kitchen? Maybe some people eat a lot of rice every day. That's a staple. You need it. When you think about food, you think about that kind of food. So that is a staple. In some countries, when I went to Romania, potatoes were a staple. Everyone always ate potatoes. It was very common.
Well, so we have these staples. Pants are a staple in my closet for sure. Well, what are some factors that made this item of clothing acceptable? What are some reasons that women are now able to have pants in their closets?
That's a good question. And we're also going to take a look at this word. It is factor. It's from our word bank. A factor in something is a reason or some way that contributes to the way things are now. So a factor. Maybe you need to make a decision about something. You need to think about the factors before you can make that decision.
That's right. And here it could be something that happened. And one of the factors, I'm sure, that made clothing acceptable, or this piece of clothing acceptable, was that the top lawyer in the U.S. said that women are allowed to wear slacks. It's okay. And if he's the top lawyer, then he has a lot of power in saying what is and isn't okay.
That's right. Leadership usually does play a part. It is a factor. You could also use this word as a verb. This factors in to this decision. When you factor something in, that means you take it into consideration. Well, it's time for us to join Michelle in the language lab right now, and we're going to learn more about women and their history with trousers.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 acceptable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 accept 接受这个动词，所以 acceptable 是指可接受的或者是可认同的。例如 ，smoking indoors used to be an acceptable behavior， 在室内抽烟以前是一个可以被接受的行为。它的反义字是字首加上 un 这个字首。例如 ，It's totally unacceptable to be tardy constantly. 常常迟到是一个完全不能被接受的事情。继续我们来看的是 staple 这个名词。Staple 是指主题或者是主要的部分。例如 ，Jeans and T-shirts are staple items in most kids' closets. 牛仔裤和 T-shirt 是大部分孩子衣橱里面的基本款。或者是 rice is the staple food in many Asian countries. 稻米是许多亚洲国家的主食。或者是 since when did information from tabloids become a staple of TV news? 从什么时候开始八卦消息变成电视新闻的主题了？
If you're just joining us, we've been talking today about the history of women's trousers. So, why are women able to wear pants today? It wasn't always the case, but in 1923, a top lawyer in the U.S. said that it would be acceptable for women to wear slacks. And now they've become a staple in most women's closets. Well, we have a lot more to learn about the history of women's trousers in the next reading of the day. Let's do that now.
The History of Women's Trousers. Women's Rights. In New York City around 1850, some ladies became involved in women's rights and dress reform.Many of them wore full-cut pants known as bloomers under their skirts. The unique-looking pants were named for Amelia Bloomer, their strongest defender. However, they were heavily criticized by most people. While some women wanted to be free of their heavy skirts, they didn't like the unpopular bloomers. Yet these early pants were a glimpse of the future as women continued pushing for equal rights.
All right, we're learning all about the bloomers here. We begin with women's rights. We're talking about women's rights in this next section. In New York City around 1850, some ladies became involved in women's rights and dress reform. All right, so it takes a group of people to come and try to push for something, to try to fight for something like women's rights.And this particular thing they were fighting for is a certain kind of dress reform. That word's from our word bank, reform. Carolyn, can you tell us about that word?
Well, if you reform something or have a dress reform, mm-hmm. then you are trying to change the way things are done. A lot of times when I hear this word, I think of maybe you want to change the rules or change the way something is set up. You want to reform the way things are done.
That's right. So Carolyn used this word as a verb. I usually use it as a verb as well, to reform something. But here we're talking about dress reform, the noun. So you can use it as a noun. What kinds of things need to be changed? Well, you can talk about that and then put the word reform after it. So we continue learning about this. People are fighting for dress reform. Many of them wore full-cut pants known as bloomers under their skirts. And so they wore these bloomers. We're going to be learning a little bit about this. Why are they called bloomers, Carolyn?
Well, they were named after someone, actually. The unique-looking pants were named for Amelia Bloomer, their strongest defender. And I don't know if you've ever seen bloomers or not, but they're kind of interesting-looking pants that are very large and poofy.
Yeah.
And you wear them under a skirt. So you can't just wear bloomers. You have to wear a skirt over them.
I don't know how you feel about bloomers. I don't think they're very stylish. Carolyn, what do you think about bloomers? Do people still wear bloomers?
Well, I don't think that people really need to wear bloomers mm-hmm. anymore because now it's acceptable for women to wear pants.
All right. Well, we found out here that Amelia Bloomer was the strongest defender for this idea. And if you're a defender for something, that means you are fighting for it. Maybe people are attacking you, attacking your cause, but you want to defend it. All right, how do we continue this lesson?
Well, we see that, however, they were heavily criticized by most people. So it sounds like a lot of people didn't think that wearing bloomers was a good idea. And we see this word here from the word bank, the word criticized. To criticize something, what does that mean, Gabe?
When you criticize something, you say something about it. You usually kind of have this attitude of, that thing is wrong. Maybe you say some negative things about it. Maybe you don't say very many positive things. Do you ever feel criticized, or do people ever criticize you? What can you say about this word, Carolyn?
Well, it does mean that you think that something is wrong, or maybe it's not quite as good as it should be. Maybe you need some good criticism mm-hmm. when you are writing. If you want some help, please criticize what I wrote so that I will know how to do better next time.
All right, Carolyn used a good word, criticism. C-R-I-T-I-C-I-S-M is the noun form when you receive criticism for something. And she's talking about constructive criticism. It's not good to criticize people in a bad way, but constructive criticism is a good thing. I hope that you want and accept constructive criticism in your life.
That's right. Well, continuing on, while some women wanted to be free of their heavy skirts, they didn't like the unpopular bloomers.
Okay, maybe bloomers were unpopular because they were not stylish, or because people just weren't used to them. But let's take a look at this phrase here, the phrase free of. We wanted to be free of something. If you're free of something, that means you don't have to think about it anymore. Maybe you're free from that thing.
Or it means that you don't have it anymore. So maybe once you graduate from school, you will be free of homework.
Oh yeah, that's a great feeling. Or maybe you've been wearing a suit all day long and it's very hot and you're wearing your tie. At the very end of the day, you can take your tie off and say, oh, I'm so glad to be free of that tie. Well, let's continue with our lesson. The sentence here is, yet these early pants were a glimpse of the future as women continued pushing for equal rights. Carolyn, can you tell us about that phrase, to push for something?
Well, if you push for something, then you want to get that thing approved. You want it to become acceptable. So here they are pushing for equal rights, but you can push for a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Maybe you really want a car, but your parents don't agree with you,
and?
But you can push to have a new car.
All right, maybe you're fighting for this thing that you really want. Well, earlier this month, we talked about International Workers' Day. And people were fighting for or pushing for a shorter work day. So now we have 8 hours in our work day. So you can use that phrase to push for in many ways. Right now it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. And then we'll join Michelle.
Since our lesson today is about pants, let's talk about pants today.
Great idea. Okay, first of all, unlike the word shirt, the word pants is plural. Now, you may wonder why this is one piece of clothing. Why is it plural? Well, there's a bit of history behind the answer.
Now, in the old days, pants came in two parts, one part for each leg. The pieces were put on each leg separately and then wrapped and tied at the waist.
Later, when pants were made as a one-piece garment, the plural usage persisted.
So that's how pants got to be plural. And since a pair of pants has two legs, you could refer to the legs as pant legs. For example, he rolled up his right pant leg.
Of course, there are long pants and short pants, but most people nowadays just say pants to refer to the long version and shorts to refer to short pants. And that's why pants and shorts, even though they're each one item, are plural nouns.
不知道你有没有想过为什么 pants 裤子是复数 而其他的衣物 像 shirt, jacket, sweater 都是单数呢 这是因为早期的裤子是两件分开的 一条腿套一件 然后呢 再将两个分开的裤管 在腰部绑在一起 后来虽然两件被缝在一起成为一件 但它的复数格却被沿用 所以至今我们都是说 Where are my pants? 而不是 Where is my pants? 代名词当然也是复数的 There they are 那纵使裤子是复数 但裤管 Pant leg 是单数片语 He rolled up his right pant leg 他将他的右裤管卷起 另外 pants 原本有分 long pants 长裤跟 short pants 短裤 但现在呢 都已经简化 Pants 一定是指长裤 而短裤就把原本的形容词 short 变名词 再加上s 变复数 shorts I just love those shorts 这就是今天的Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
好,继续我们看的是reform这个名词 re这个字首是指再一次 form是指形状或形成 所以reform是指改革或革新 例如, economic reforms take a long time, and it will take at least 3 years to see any improvement in the country. 经济改革需要很长时间, 至少要3年才可以看到国家经济的进步。 Reform也可以当动词, 例如, the tax system needs to be thoroughly reformed. 税务的政策需要彻底的改革。 最后我们看的是criticize这个动词 criticize是指批评或评估 例如 the government was heavily criticized for its unrealistic new policy 政府因为不切实际的新政策而被严厉的批评 它的名词是去掉字尾的ize 变成critic 意思是指评论家 例如 this play received very good reviews from the critics 这一出戏受到剧评家非常好的回响 And now let's get back to our teachers.
We've been having fun learning about the history of women's trousers today. And of course, some women's rights as well. People now have the right, or women now have the right to wear pants, thanks to Amelia Bloomer and others like her. Well, it makes me wonder, what other women's rights have people had to push for throughout history? Carolyn, can you think of any others?
Well, there have been quite a few. Women were not always considered to be equal with men. And even in the United States, there are still things that women fight for, but some of the things that I am very thankful for are being able to vote and being able to apply for the same jobs that men have.
All right, so those are some of the things that women have had to fight for and push for. And I'm glad that they have. Right now it's time for us to say goodbye, but we have more to learn about the history of women's trousers next time. See you then.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Feng Yi, I need you to call the police.
Whoa! Now wait just 1 minute! What's this about the police?
Not now, Jason. Sorry. Yes, call the police and tell them that Lin Unlai is back in the country and causing trouble.
What's going on here?
Tell them he's at the family farm. They'll know where it is. Thanks. And don't worry, Feng Yi. I'll call you as soon as I know anything. Okay? Bye.
Hey, Huang Feihong. I just turned on the radio. Listen to this.
You're listening to RICT with the latest news on Typhoon Tina. The typhoon has already hit Kaohsiung and Pingdong with winds up to 200 kilometers an hour. It is now moving across the island and is expected to reach the Taichung area in about 2 hours and Taipei in about 4 hours. Everyone is advised to leave shops, offices, and schools and go home. Everyone is advised to prepare clean drinking water and keep plenty of batteries on hand.
Great. That means we have less than 2 hours to find Sherry. Let's go.
Go where? Look, Huang Feihong, I'm getting just a little bit tired of this. Now, what's going on here?
Remember when I thought I saw a foreigner being pushed into the taxi today?
Yeah, and you thought it was Sherry.
Well, now I'm sure it was Sherry, and I'm sure I know who kidnapped her.
Looks like time is running out. Will the typhoon come before the men find Sherry? Join us for the next episode of The Stranger.